USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Missouri's governor says he will sign a bill passed by lawmakers which outlaws abortion after 8 weeks. There's no exception for rape or incest. Governor Mike Parson says he supports it and will sign it.
Because it's a piece of legislation that those legislators voted on. I believe in the pro-life side of the issue, and I'm going to sign the bill.
Heavy rains, strong winds, large hail, and flash flooding are forecast across the plains and the Mississippi Valley. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says a twister outbreak is also possible.
The tornado watch still in effect for portions of Texas as well as Oklahoma as a lot of those strong storms continue to push off to the east. Now, we will start to see those storms also begin to advance into states like Arkansas, Louisiana, portions of Missouri as well once we get into the afternoon and really into the evening hours.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The former vice president had his first campaign rally in Philly. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden calls President Trump America's divider-in-chief, saying let's stop fighting and start fixing. Meanwhile, he says China continues to move forward.
They're building 5G, mastering AI. They're rewriting the rules of the Internet. They're moving into areas that should not be abandoned by us. The rest of the world hasn't given up on the Paris Climate Accord. They're pushing it. They know it's essential to human existence.
The U.S. is warning that commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf are risking being targeted by miscalculation or misidentification by the Iranian military. Tensions between the two nations is on the rise after the U.S. sent an aircraft carrier and bombers to the region over still unspecified threats from Tehran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Ohio State University's president is now apologizing after a report found that the late Dr. Richard Strauss, who was a former team doctor at the school, sexually abused at least 177 male students over a 20-year period. WBNS reporter Kevin Laundert.
According to the report, investigators conducted interviews with 177 students who provided first-hand accounts of experience with Dr. Strauss that involved sexual abuse. Some of the exams took place in non-clinical locations such as locker rooms. There was cases of oral sex. The investigation found that Strauss would routinely touch their genitals at every visit regardless of the medical ailment. The report found that 80 of the 177 victims were during Strauss's first 10 years at OSU, while the remaining 97 happened in the second decade at the university.
As many people have seen on social media, a distinctive feline has passed away before her time. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The owners of Grumpy Cat say in a statement posted online that the 7-year-old cat died from an infection on Tuesday. Grumpy Cat, who was actually named Tartar Sauce, belonged to a Phoenix, Arizona family. She has more than 2.4 million followers on Instagram and 1.5 million on Twitter. Again, Grumpy Cat was 7. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.